This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has replaced the commander of its Crimea-based Black Sea Fleet, a state news agency reported on Wednesday, after a series of explosions rocked the peninsula it annexed in 2014 and has previously seen as secure as a base in Ukraine. Moscow blames saboteurs for blasts that engulfed an ammunition depot in northern Crimea on Tuesday. Ukraine has not officially taken responsibility, but has hinted at it. The apparent Ukrainian capability to strike deeper into Russian-occupied territory, either with some form of weapon or with sabotage, indicates a shift in the conflict. On Wednesday, Russia's RIA news agency cited sources saying the commander of its Black Sea Fleet had been replaced with a new chief. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said he would give an invitation to appear before a House committee due consideration, the AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Then-President Donald Trump was not happy with Pence for not stopping the counting of electoral votes on January 6th of last year. A fake gallows was constructed that day on the National Mall, and people chanted, "Hang Mike Pence."
I must tell you that the American people have a right to know what happened that day.
In New Hampshire, Pence says if there was an invitation to appear before the House committee investigating the riot, he would consider it.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president. It would be unprecedented in history for a vice president to be summoned.
Committee members so far have not decided to seek Pence's testimony, saying others connected to him have provided investigators with plenty of evidence. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. An Afghan resident and police say a bombing at a mosque in Kabul during evening prayers killed at least 10 people, including a prominent cleric. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Wednesday's attack, the latest to strike the country in the year since the Taliban seized power. A resident of the city's Kirkana neighborhood said the mosque explosion was carried out by a suicide bomber. He added more than 30 other people were wounded. The Italian Emergency Hospital in Kabul said that at least 27 wounded civilians, including 5 children, were brought there from the bombing site. Kenyan President-elect William Ruto says if there's a court challenge to the election results, quote, "we will engage in those," as the country awaits a likely petition from losing candidate Raila Odinga. Ruto, Kenya's deputy president, was declared the winner of last week's close election, but the Electoral Commission publicly split minutes before Monday's declaration. Odinga, a opposition figure in his fifth attempt at the presidency, has said his campaign will pursue, quote, "all constitutional and legal options to challenge the election results." He met his team behind closed doors Wednesday. They have 7 days from the declaration to file at the Supreme Court. A man who managed to enter the grounds of Windsor Castle with a crossbow has appeared in court. AP court correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Jaswant Singh Chahil is being charged under the Treason Act after he told police he wanted to kill the Queen. He has also been charged with threats to kill and possession of an offensive weapon. Chahil was arrested at the Royal Residence west of London on Christmas Day 2021 when the Queen was staying there. Prosecutors allege the former supermarket worker from Southampton in southern England was wearing a hood and a mask and carrying a loaded crossbow with the safety catch off. After telling a police officer of his intentions, he was handcuffed and arrested. Karen Chamas, London.
Recapping our top story, Russia has replaced the commander of its Crimea-based Black Sea Fleet, a state news agency reported on Wednesday, after a series of explosions rocked the peninsula it annexed in 2014 and had previously seen as a secure rear base for its war in Ukraine. Ukraine has not officially taken responsibility, but has hinted at it. The apparent Ukrainian capability to strike deeper into Russian-occupied territory, either with some form of weapon or with sabotage, indicates a shift in the conflict. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.